continue on with the merit docket, and we pick up with the case of Alfred Lamar Diggs versus the Commonwealth. Ready when you are, sir.
Yes, Your Honors. May it please the court, my name is Dalton Glass from the Public Defender's Office, and I represent Alfred Diggs on appeal. I respectfully, at this time, would like to reserve 2 minutes for rebuttal.
2 minutes, yes, sir.
Thank you, Your Honor. The issue before the court is whether or not the officer who stopped this vehicle, my client's vehicle, as he's driving, it's a traffic stop, but he needs reasonable suspicion to stop the car. In this particular case, the reasons include the fact that there was a peeled inspection sticker attached to the windshield of the vehicle, that he was in a high crime neighborhood, and that he was nearby a disreputable auto repair shop. The crime that he suspected my client of committing was the unauthorized use of an inspection sticker, or a fictitious inspection sticker. A panel of this court and the Supreme Court subsequently considered a case that is very analogous to this one. Yes, Your Honor, Moore case.
But that involved a rental vehicle, and that the fact that it was a rental vehicle was apparent to the officer at the time of the stop, wasn't it?
It was, Your Honor, and I would submit that case is, you know, the different facts, and under the standard for whether or not reasonable suspicion exists, this court does need to look at all of the facts, the totality of the circumstances surrounding the stop. The case in this particular case involved the Moore case. I'd like to talk about the Moore case for a second. It involved the peeled inspection sticker, and the officer said that was the only reason for the stop, and he had a lot of experience stopping these peeled inspection stickers, and a lot of times that there was, you know, there was some wrongdoing on the part of the occupant or the driver of the vehicle. The court, in a three-judge panel, said, no, you can't stop a vehicle for a peeled inspection sticker. And en banc, this court reversed itself and said, we're not even going to consider the issue because of procedural defect. The Supreme Court of Virginia considered the issue. And at that point, for the first time, the Supreme Court got to the merits, obviously. And the Supreme Court, for the first time, mentions the fact that it's a rental vehicle. The panel opinion doesn't really emphasize that at all. The Supreme Court says, you know, in this case, it was especially clear that there was a lack of reasonable suspicion because it was a rental vehicle, and the fictitious inspection law requires the driver or the occupant of the vehicle to have some knowledge that the inspection sticker is invalid. And because you're driving a rental vehicle, that's not present here. It's especially not present here. But I think it did agree. It specifically stated, we agree with the panel decision. And we reinstate the panel decision. And in that panel decision, there was no discussion about the fact that that case included a rental vehicle. So I don't think that this case is as distinguished as opposing counsel would have put it. This case is.
But the Supreme Court opinion clearly did discuss the rental vehicle.
It clearly did, Your Honor. It was just it was one of the factors that it considered, but the panel decision did not consider the fact that it was a rental vehicle as undermining the officer's reasonable suspicion. The panel opinion stated pretty clearly that we're not going to allow an officer to stop it merely because there's an inspection sticker. And the Supreme Court opinion, or both opinions, I think, talked about the legitimate reasons why an inspection sticker might be appealing. And those include that we're allowed in Virginia to change the windshields of our vehicles without necessarily, it's not against the law to change a windshield, and when you do that, you have to peel the inspection sticker off and replace it onto your own vehicle. And I'm speaking from personal experience, but I know that there is other reasons why an inspection sticker might be peeling as well. With dealers, for example, they cut up their inspection stickers to keep people from stealing them. Which I think is another legitimate thing that they can do. They use a razor blade and cut them down because they don't want people stealing their inspection stickers from their lot.
Well, all the police officer needed was reasonable suspicion, correct?
Agreed, Your Honor.
And the trial court made some fairly specific findings in its findings. And at this juncture, how do you get past that?
Well, the findings that the court made were as I've stated, Your Honors, that the inspection sticker was peeling, that the officer was experienced, which is exactly like the Moore case, that my client was in a high crime neighborhood, and that he was nearby a disreputable auto shop. But I do want to point the court.
Those are facts that distinguish it, right?
Yes, Your Honor. I think that's what makes this case distinguishable from the Moore case, is those latter two, the disreputable auto shop and the high crime neighborhood. And I don't think that it provides enough reasonable suspicion to stop a vehicle for a few reasons. First, with regard to the high crime neighborhood, I think that, you know, that would be very unfair to see, you know, I'm allowed in my neighborhood to have a peeled inspection sticker, but my client's not allowed to have a peeled inspection sticker in his neighborhood.
But didn't the officer testify that there were incidents of the very same situation in that area?
Yeah, he said, I've stopped numerous cars, but that happened in the Moore case as well. Numerous cars. You know, he had a lot of experience stopping these peeled inspection stickers. And the other fact is that he was adjacent or nearby a disreputable auto repair shop. And I just think that that's kind of stretching it, because he was on a public road nearby and was never seen on the premises of the repair shop. It says on page 56, or on page 59 of the joint appendix, it says, I didn't see him actually on the premises. And on page 60, it says, there is a residential area back there. So he could have been going to the residential area back in that neighborhood. And I'd hate to see that this court say, in that particular neighborhood, you can't have a peeled inspection sticker because of the things that are going on in your community. Whereas in a normal neighborhood, you can. The other point that the officer made on page 56 of the joint appendix, he pointed out that it was an older vehicle. This particular vehicle was a 2007 Nissan. My car's, you know, the stop occurred in 2013, which was a vehicle 7 years old. That's not, in my opinion, that doesn't seem like an older vehicle to me.
Well, but doesn't the term older vehicle as compared to one that came right out of the dealer?
Well, I suppose that could have been what the officer meant, but he did rely on the fact that it was an older vehicle.
With temporary tags.
Yes, Your Honor, and I was going to address the temporary tags issue as well. In the Moore case, they distinguished it based on the fact that, you know, what motive would he have to change the inspection sticker on a vehicle that he rented? And I would submit, because knowledge of somebody driving around a peeled inspection sticker is, it's an element of the offense, that you knew that it's fictitious, is that somebody who recently purchased a car and has 30-day tags might not have as much familiarity with the vehicle as somebody with normal tags. So I would submit that a 30-day tags I didn't argue this in my brief, but it is a point that I think could weigh against the finding of reasonable suspicion in here, because the motive seems to be diminished at least a little bit with regard to changing the inspection sticker, or at least the element of his knowledge that it is.
Are you almost likening to the rental car situation where someone then either did not have control over the placement of that inspection sticker or the knowledge about it?
Yes, Your Honor. If somebody recently purchased a used vehicle with 30-day tags, they may not have inspected the vehicle inspection sticker the way that, you know, as somebody who got it inspected.
You purchase it assuming it's good or valid.
Yes, Your Honor. I think that's a factor that weighs against the finding of reasonable suspicion. So given the totality of the circumstances here, all they have really is a peeled inspection sticker and then the high crime neighborhood, which I think is a little unfair, and then the disreputable neighborhood, or the disreputable auto shop, which he was never on the premises. And there's a neighborhood back there that he could have been coming from. So, you know, I'd ask the court to reverse the trial court's finding that there was not reasonable suspicion, or that there was reasonable suspicion. And if there's no other questions, I would rely on my brief for it, the remaining, and obviously I'll rebut the Commonwealth with 2 minutes. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Blanks.
Thank you.
Good morning. Mr. Murphy, good morning. Now that you've had the leisurely drive.
Yeah. A lot of time to think about this case.
My apologies for not being here, but I don't think I possibly have made it quicker. Well, first of all, let's look at the facts again a little bit more. First of all, one of the things that he said, in addition to being a high crime area, was there are lots of vehicles improperly inspected in this neighborhood. So not only do we have general crime problems, we have a lot of problems with inspection stickers that are invalid or given without proper inspections. The temporary tax in the auto repair shop, obviously that's something else. I mean, as the officer said, there's very little other traffic going down. It comes to a dead end and there is a residence off to the left. But the only business on the street is the automobile repair shop. And, these are facts, testimony from the officer, that the judge is weighing. And generally the judge could say, well, yeah, he has connected him somewhat with that auto repair shop. That's something else to consider. But the important thing here is that Moore, the Court of Appeals opinion of Moore, was not adopted. The court reinstated the decision. It said, okay, they're right. They've got the right result. We're going to reinstate. They never said we adopt the theory of the Court of Appeals, or we believe that they're correct in saying that a sticker alone is not enough. In Moore itself, they went on to say, well, let's look at the officer's experience, and when we look at his experience, well, right, that there might be some weight to an appealing sticker all by itself. Now, that's what they did in Moore, and then they said, but hold on a minute here. Here, there is no basis for imputing knowledge or any motive, because this is a rental vehicle. Why on earth would a man with a rental vehicle change the inspection sticker? So we have
the analysis would have been different had the officer not known prior to the stop that it was a rental vehicle.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. I mean, if he had not, then we'd be in a situation we would be here if we had no additional facts. I don't think we can say from the Court of Appeals Moore opinion that you can never stop somebody with a appealing sticker. And here, with this officer has said, I believe you said 90% of the times he stopped the vehicle for appealed inspection, he found a violation.
Counsel, what weight should be given to the fact that there were temporary tags on the vehicle and it was registered to a Ms. Murphy or Ms. Murray, not the defendant?
I don't know what we can make of that. I mean, the temporary plates and the proximity of the auto repair shop seem to indicate that maybe they're involved with the transfer of this vehicle, and they are known for improper activities. So this is another reason why the temporary plates, the officer testified at one point that a lot of times with the cars with temporary plates, I discovered these inspection certificate problems. I don't know what he could have made more with respect to a different owner of the vehicle.
I guess it goes to the dicta, arguably dicta, in the Supreme Court opinion that talks about an owner of a vehicle may have a reason to do something funny with the sticker. Well, in this instance, he's not the owner, and it's got temporary tags.
Well, he is, in fact, the possessor, the driver.
The driver.
By himself. He's driving the vehicle. We don't know whether he's his car or is owned by somebody else, but in fact, he has use of it. He's the one who's driving it. He's the one driving it out from the area where the shop is. Yeah, it may have been purchased by somebody else. He decides, well, I'll get a sticker for me. He won't be able to get a sticker. I know somebody who will prepare one for me. So I don't think that really helps that he doesn't own it, because he, in fact, is the one in control of it, and he's the one who is observed driving with that sticker. But it seems to me that the judge, as he pointed out, had plenty of reasons to find that this was not the sticker-only case. His experience said that even the sticker alone would give me enough. I'm not saying you have to adopt that position. But he then said, well, look, what else I have? I had temporary plates, the auto repair shop is an area where lots of vehicles are improperly inspected, improperly have stickers on them. And I think what we have is and this court, I think, can also point out in the unpublished opinions of Williams and Callaway, that central to the Moore decision was the fact of the rental vehicle. That in fact, that's what the Supreme Court talked about, that's what they fixed on. And that's the issue that makes it so different here. And that means Moore is totally inapplicable. And we have not only just the sticker, we have the sticker plus other particularized facts about this individual, which are articulable basis for reasonable suspicion. And for those reasons, I would suggest that the trial court was correct in finding reasonable suspicion and ask that this court affirm the decision.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy. Mr. Glass.
Your Honors, there are a lot of reasons that somebody can get pulled over while operating a motor vehicle on a public highway in Virginia. There are safety measures and laws, traffic infractions, failure to signal. I see a lot of them. I'm a public defender and I work in traffic court every day. And there's a ton of different reasons. Allowing this officer to stop this vehicle because of a peeled inspection sticker at a corner, which at the trial court, he couldn't even point to which corner of the peeled inspection sticker was peeling because the way the defense counsel paused the video that was on the office cam and said, which corner was peeling? And he said, it looks like it's the top left, but I can't really tell. I just think that it wasn't an obvious peel. It was something that was slight. And given the idea that there are so many other reasons to stop a vehicle, I'd ask this court not to allow an officer to stop a vehicle for a peeled inspection sticker. And that's all I have.
Very well, thank you. We will step down and recount.